Welcome to Let's Talk Knoxville. I'm Karen Overgaard, and we're joined today by Katrina Nelson, Director of Public Relations at Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and Connie Pace, who is the Director of Cardiac and Pulmonary Rehab here at the facility. February is Heart Awareness Month, isn't it, ladies?
Yes, it is.
Unfortunately, heart disease is the number one killer of both men and women, and that has been since 1900. It kills twice as many people than all the cancers combined. Every 34 seconds, a person dies, not just has a heart attack or has a cardiac event, but they actually die. So we're talking almost two people a minute. By 2020, the heart disease will be the leading cause of death throughout the world. Because I do cardiac rehab, I have a lot of my patients that tell me symptoms that they've had, and you can see that they've had those symptoms, but they say, oh, you know, I'm just getting older, or I'm just out of condition. One of the main symptoms, of course, is chest pain. The kind we see in television where they grab their chest and, you know, that's not how a lot of heart attacks start, is with severe chest pain. They may have pressure that they feel like an elephant sitting on their chest. Shortness of breath usually always accompanies it. A lot of times they'll have jaw pain or even just pain in their teeth. Nothing anywhere else, just teeth pain. It can radiate down to your left arm. Some people just have problems with indigestion and think, oh, they just ate something wrong, where actually it's cardiac related. Lightheadedness, a lot of times there's profuse sweating, even sick to your stomach. If you have these, you need to be looked at. Before you get into these symptoms, knowing your risk factors makes a lot of difference. The first three risk factors are like age and sex and family history. Well, of course, you can't do anything with those. The things you can do, though, is the women have 6 times higher rate of cardiac problems if they smoke, and men 3 times higher. If you have high blood pressure, if you have high cholesterol, if you're diabetic, if you're obese, if you're inactive physically, and if you have stress, all of those are risk factors. What to do if you suspect that you are having a heart attack? Call 911. And the next thing is kind of odd for people, but it's to not just swallow and take an aspirin, but to chew and swallow the aspirin. They recommend that you take an adult aspirin, and it can get into your system in 8 minutes as opposed to swallowing takes 12 minutes. That doesn't seem like a lot of difference, but time is tissue, as we say. Another thing is to sit down and relax and wait for, you know, 911 to come arrive. It doesn't make the workload on your heart so much harder if you kind of try and sit down and relax. Mm-hmm. The other thing I want to mention here too is women in heart disease. Unfortunately, us gals, we are over half of the people that die with heart disease. Most women do not have typical symptoms. One of the first symptoms for women is that they're extremely tired. And with people being, you know, busy and having families, you know, every woman would say, oh my gosh, I'm having a heart attack because I'm so tired. They usually don't have the severe classical chest pains. A lot of times they may just have a little pain in their elbow, or like I said, they may be tired, or they may feel like they have the flu. So with women, it's a little different. And then if the woman is diabetic, it makes it even worse. She doesn't usually have classical symptoms at all, and sometimes no symptoms at all. Those are things to think about. If you know that you have some of the risk factors, American Heart Association encourages people to start in their early 20s and to get baselines on what are your blood pressures, what are your cholesterol levels, because most of the people don't know that they have high blood pressure or that they have high cholesterols. We're seeing young kids in the grades with high cholesterols, you know. So our eating habits are causing us to have high cholesterols, unfortunately, at earlier ages. So if you have a chance to go out there and get your blood pressure and your cholesterol taken, I advise that, and so does American Heart Association.
Oh, very good. And then, Katrina, there's an event coming up here at the hospital that's related to what Connie was talking about, right?
It goes right along with what Connie's been talking about. Thursday, February 13th, from 6 a.m. to 12 noon, we have our Love Your Heart event going on here at the hospital in the lobby, you know, where you can have your blood pressure checked, your cholesterol checked. We also have a variety of heart screenings that you can have done. You know, you can have your carotid checked, you can have your aortic checked. This year, we've done something a little bit differently. We're encouraging folks to call and make an appointment. Call our imaging department at 842-1466.
Okay. Thank you both for your time this afternoon.
Thank you.
Yeah, no problem.
And that's today's Let's Talk Knoxville. Thanks again to our guests, Katrina Nelson, Public Relations Director with Knoxville Hospital and Clinics, and Connie Pace, Director of Cardiac and Pulmonary Rehab out here at the facility, for joining us on the program. Stay tuned for more of today's news and local information next. And remember, you can always get today's news and local information online at KNIAKRLS.com.